This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, and it's the live Sunday edition of the program. As always, you're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. You can jump into one of those, and you will sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. And tonight, that includes me, Ian.
Speakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
Stuff to talk about. Boy, do we ever have things. Apparently Burning Man did kind of happen. We'll give you an update on what that was about, because we were discussing how they were having an online Burning Man.
Yes, Burning Man over Zoom.
It was incredibly lame. But some people actually showed up.
Fire juggling is just as impressive when you watch a video of it as when you actually see the fire in front of you in three dimensions. You know.
I don't even know if they were doing fire on video. I think it was just like artwork kind of things that they were. Anyway, we'll get into that. But also, there's crazy COVID crackdown news, Richie, and you brought a very sad, embarrassing story for the people who were doing
right.
This.
So I don't know if I'd call it a crackdown, because it's not a government mandated, you know, event. But Ontario woman, and this happened in Canada, kicked out of bingo hall for not using a mask to cover the breathing hole in her neck.
Wow.
That's right. Cover that up, lady. Put a scarf on it or something. Be having that. An Ontario, and it is a sad story. An Ontario woman battling lung cancer who breathes through the hole in her neck was kicked out of her local bingo hall because the breathing hole wasn't covered by the mask, her son said.
Wow.
Elaine Arbo, yes. It gets crazy, right?
Oh,
like this is the new normal. This is the world we live in now.
Because, you know, it's just as easy breathing out of a little hole in your neck as through your, you know, nose and mouth.
Well, the nose is just a hole in your face, right?
Right.
You got a hole in somewhere, you got to cover that up.
Yeah, you know, you wouldn't want to make concessions for someone because they have a medical condition.
No.
That's not allowed.
Yeah.
Well, now, I mean, Richie, you tried to qualify the statement that this was not part of the crackdown, and a lot of these businesses are doing what they're doing because they're being told to, under the threat of what they presume to be violence against themselves, if they don't crack down on behalf of the government. So
sure.
I mean, ultimately, they're sort of like the unpaid tools of the state. They're the enforcement arm without actually getting any compensation for that. Not that it would make it all right if they were getting compensation for it, but that's essentially what they're doing. They're doing the job of the police when the police are not there.
Well, and I think that's going to spread further and further, but this is one of the only places where I'm actually seeing any kind of enforcement for this stuff, and they are not.
This is one of the
I mean,
places.
Keene. I mean, like, Keene is an example of where they're doing that, where they threaten the businesses in
that's
order
right.
to enforce these rules. From what I've been hearing, most places, they don't even do that much. It's just that people are so terrified of the possibility that they will eventually do things like that, that they're enforcing all of these things themselves.
Well, I know that in Nashua, New Hampshire, which is the second largest city, there is a mandate that's apparently targeting individuals, so not targeting the business owners. And I was there with Jay Noon doing a Bitcoin vending machine install in a restaurant there a couple days ago. We were there for several hours. I think almost every person that walked through the door in that restaurant was wearing a mask.
Yeah.
Wow.
That in New Hampshire has changed throughout the COVID crisis. I don't know what other word to use. Because in the beginning, it seemed like, no, yeah, the other places were wearing masks, but you could go places, and I was in the majority not wearing a mask, right? There was a handful of people, you know, March, April, maybe even May, but the last 2 months,
it's flipped, right?
It is completely flipped. Like, I'm the only person now not wearing a mask as much as I can.
Yeah, I definitely remember it going from, like, 50% to, like, 20% as far as people, you know, with human faces.
It's not good.
It's terrible for our health, and I mean, I've touched on this before, but I mean, not seeing a human face means that you don't get your rest and digest part of your nervous system activated, which means you're not actually healing your organs at full capacity, because part of you is subconsciously prepared for a tiger to attack you, or prepared for one of these primates to just hit you with a brick. If I can see your face, I know you're not mad at me, you're not about to hit me.
You're at ease.
Exactly, mm-hmm. I'm at ease, I know that there's nothing behind me that I need to be concerned about, and on a completely unconscious level, that brings you into the parasympathetic nervous system and lets you actually heal your body.
Oh, interesting.
And if there is some kind of infection going, I mean, there's always some kind of infection going, but if you're concerned about the infections that you might pick up, then that's actually the worst thing you can do, is to deprive your body of the feeling of safety that only comes from other primates with peaceful faces.
Wow, that's a really interesting interpretation. I don't think I've heard anyone bring that one up yet. Thank you for that, Peakless Mountain.
Yeah, it's, it ties into what's called systemic inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, people can go a little far on this when they're defending cannabis, say, and call it a panacea, but there is some truth to that perspective, in that that's another one of those things that reduces your systemic inflammation, and systemic inflammation is a risk factor for literally everything. Every disease, every injury, broken bones, the flu, anything, depression, anxiety, all of these things, systemic inflammation will aggravate.
What about the, and I experienced this today, you experience it constantly, where people not only cannot see their face, and so you can't experience whatever expression they have, good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
You also have this sort of mentality or this action, the way people are, the way of being, where people are like pressing up against the side of the aisle to try to avoid you, or they're pushing up against the other side of the door frame, as you know, they're walking out of a building, and they're averting their eyes from you, you know, they don't want to
see,
look at you.
And I hear all that, and I go the opposite way of Peakless Mountaineer a little bit, and I'm putting together gear of what I'm calling full compliance. Right, the most impressive mask setup you can, because when I don't have to wear the mask, I hang out with you, I see you smiling,
uh-huh.
Ian, I see you smiling, Peakless Mountaineer, I get all that medical benefits of it, I don't wear a mask normal. But when I'm around the people who want me to wear a mask, I want to be in full compliance around them and deny them of all those health benefits if they're going to be, like, pressed up against the aisle. I want them pressed up completely,
all the way.
So, yeah, so I'm putting together some stuff, and, maybe, you know, we'll, it's a radio show, so it won't look that cool here, but, yeah.
Aren't you, like, didn't you buy, like, a bulletproof mask or something like that?
Got it with me, dog. So if you're looking at the camera,
I haven't seen
there
that
it is.
I'm moving the camera. There it is.
So there it is. And, you know, I've got a text-to-speech app on my phone.
Yeah.
And a speaker that I can hang from my neck. So I'm not even going to talk to people. I'm just going to put on the full compliance mask and have my phone do the talking. They want a faceless robot.
That's a creepy looking mask.
They got a faceless
too,
robot.
It is.
That's the deal.
I for one, would be painting it canary yellow with a nice giant grin on the front.
Which is
that's
fun.
How I roll.
And the company will do, like, they'll do paint jobs. I didn't get one because part of it, too, is I want the anonymity that goes with it. So
yeah.
If I can convince everyone to wear the same mask, if I don't have a canary painted yellow, it's harder to identify.
Well, clearly, you don't mind being part of the problem here. And
I want to be the full problem.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
But around peaceful people who like to smile, like, I'm not going to wear this,
okay.
You know,
good.
Around you guys out in the open. But if I go to a store and, like, you're not allowed in here without
okay.
a mask, okay.
You could turn around and go put that on.
I will go put that on. And then,
okay.
You know, that's what they get.
You asked for it.
You asked for it. Exactly.
That's actually what I use my Guy Fawkes mask for.
Full compliance.
Yeah.
Did you get? You couldn't get somewhere with the Guy Fawkes mask.
Yeah, I did try
bank.
To walk into the bank.
Okay.
It was off my head when I walked in because, like, you know, I want them to be able to see my face. And then I slid it down as they were approaching me, and the lady was like, "You have got to be kidding me."
That's another dumb thing at the banks, right? I've gone to I clean a bank as another mm-hmm. part-time job, and they have a sign on their thing that says, you know, masks required while you're in here.
Mm-hmm.
And then a second sign that says, we will ask you to remove your mask
right.
to
briefly.
Verify your identity. You just broke the whole seal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all the health benefits, all the, like, keeping the contagions out, completely gone the minute you pop that seal, and the mask is now contaminated. So then what? So what's the point, you know?
It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
So this lady in, was it Ontario province?
Yeah, Whitby, Ontario.
This is, by the way, Ontario is the province where they have the social circles or whatever they call them, where you're limited to the number of people, like it's 8 or 10 people or something like that, that you can have within your social circle. Yeah. And these are the people that you can touch. You can give them a hug.
These are your government-approved friends.
Yes.
Do not touch people outside of your government-approved friend
circle.
It's
like T-Mobile all over again.
Well, and the thing is, the other people in the circle have to be only in your circle, too. So they can't have their own individual circle with their own 10 people. It's just a crazy central control obedience scheme that's going on here. We'll continue. 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
News from news.bitcoin.com. U.S. Postal Service files a patent for new blockchain voting method. Warren Buffett changes his opinion on gold. Maybe Bitcoin is next. $6 billion Akon cryptocurrency city underway. Former Prudential CEO says now's the time to buy Bitcoin. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies. Getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Subscribe to Bitcoin.com's YouTube channel, too. Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Free Talk Live is aired on nearly 200 radio stations throughout the week, and we've been doing this for almost 18 years. You can call in any evening from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern to talk about whatever's on your mind. Sure, you can waste your time on Facebook and reach dozens of surly posters, or you can call in with your issue and reach 3 surly hosts. Oh, and nearly 500,000 weekly listeners. The number is 1-855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You can dial free here. Bring up anything that you want. Our number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
From mid-March to mid-July of this year, Divvy, a newer, easy-to-use cryptocurrency we've been promoting here on Free Talk Live, increased in value by 10 times. A little over that, actually. And certainly, Divvy could continue to go up in value. That's obviously the hope of the programmers and the people behind Divvy. But, of course, we can't predict the future. That said, so far, we're pretty happy with our decision to hook up with Divvy a year ago on Free Talk Live. You can go to DivvyProject.org and begin earning Divvy by starting a masternode or staking Divvy. They've even got a lottery for people who stake Divvy. You can learn more and get started at DivvyProject.org, D-I-V-I Project. .org. We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts, and then, Richie, you're going to tell us more about this older lady. I'm not sure what her age was. She looks kind of like a grandma. 67 years old. She has a hole in her throat.
Because she's battling cancer.
Yep. Oh, well, that usually means you've lost at least part of the battle with cancer. You're still alive.
She's still alive.
But you can't breathe normal anymore. And remember when they had those people come to school and, like, give a presentation? Did that happen to you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was more for, like, cigarette smoke. This is what you're going to sound like.
That's probably how she got it. I mean, does that usually happen to other people who don't smoke cigarettes? I mean, I'm sure there's some random throat cancer that can strike people, but usually that sort of an operation is associated with somebody who smokes.
Definitely the number one correlation there.
Yep.
So we'll talk more about her getting kicked out of someplace in Ontario because she didn't have a mask over the hole in her throat.
Right.
That really happened. This isn't The Onion. This is real life. And we'll tell you more about it. But first, we go to James in Missouri. James, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Heard about a new virtual currency that has advantages compared to the other virtual currencies
okay.
Had not heard about yet. It's called Cloudcoin.
I've never heard of it. What makes it so special?
Cloudcoin.com.
Can you spell that?
And
C-L-O-U-D or C-R-O-W-D?
Charlie Lima, Oscar Uniform, Delta.
Cloudcoin. So there's a lot of these cryptocurrencies out there, and many of them aren't even worth talking about. What is it that makes this one, you know, so special?
He got in early.
A different architecture from Bitcoin and the other virtual currencies.
Mm. Well, there sure are a lot of these things out there, and it's so hard to know what's going to be the ultimate, you know, winner. What will dethrone Bitcoin someday? I'm going to go ahead and go out on the limb and say at some point Bitcoin will be dethroned, but that's the only thing that I feel safe saying.
You got a caveat. If you're going to make a prediction like that, you got to put a time frame on that.
I'm not even going to put a time frame on it.
I'm staying right here next to the trunk and saying I don't think that. As a store of value, it's going to get dethroned, if ever, anytime remotely soon. As a spendable currency, I think it's almost been dethroned.
James?
Have a look at cloudcoin.global.
All right, man. Well, hey, thanks for the call tonight. I definitely appreciate it. You know, one of the things you got to be real concerned with when you get into these cryptocurrencies is you do need to do your research because there are a lot of scams out there. Now, I'm not going to say this is a scam. I haven't looked at it for more than 5 seconds. It's the first time I've ever heard of it. But there was this one thing that they called OneCoin, which was a total sham. There was no technology behind it whatsoever. It was from top to bottom a complete scam, a multi-level marketing scheme that ultimately had no product whatsoever behind it, and people poured billions of dollars into this thing.
Well, not all multi-level marketing is a scam either.
I didn't say that it was.
Yeah.
A lot of it is.
A lot of it is, yes. But even
it's not a pyramid scheme. It just happens to have a pyramid-shaped structure.
But so does government. So does corporation.
Oh, yeah. Those are on the up and up.
I'm just saying, Like the pyramid structure itself doesn't make a thing.
No one would ever leave a corporation hanging so that they could, you know, have some sort of exit strategy that kind of screwed over the people that still own shares in it. That would happen.
I got you. But from an efficiency standpoint, like, you know, think about the larger corporations. The one guy is not going to manage the thousands of employees that run the day-to-day operations,
mm-hmm.
right? So there's a structural hierarchy in place that more efficiently uses everyone's time to manage that level. Well, and it looks like a pyramid, but it's not.
Well, a lot of that comes into, like, the buy-in scheme.
Go on.
So with your standard pyramid scheme, the way that it functions is that it continues to spread, and once it stops spreading, that's when everyone at the top exits, so that at the very bottom people are still buying in. So it's the investment of resources that's really the question there.
Right.
Whereas, like, you know, as far as a hierarchically based structure, I mean, at least easily documentable back into Roman times, so.
Right, which is also why not every multi-level marketing product or service is a scam. It's just, how is it funded? Mm-hmm. Is it funded legitimately? Do they have a service? Do they have a product that you can actually purchase?
That's right.
Right, that you can do? Or is it just, hey, invest in this so that they can pay
is
the
it
higher
a money
investors?
Scheme? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's where I draw the line.
That's an important distinction.
Can you sell the product without buying it yourself? Can you sell the product to their customers instead of providing your own friends and family? Just a couple of things to watch out for in those sales schemes.
Yep.
Definitely the case. If you want to weigh in, maybe you want to give us your experience with these things, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Or if you've heard of this Cloudcoin thing and you know this is questionable or like you're a huge fanatic.
There's just so many. And they come in with a lot of the new ones. They come in with such huge
big
market caps.
Promises, too.
Right. Like, this just launched cryptocurrency, market cap $5 billion.
Well, there was one like that recently, Polkadot.
Something like that.
That came out, and it just shot up to, like, number five.
For
on the,
what? How? How?
It's got buzz, you know? People are obviously interested in
it. Is that a function of the market, then? Do we have to, like, grant them that the market has spoken, and Polkadot is now number five.
Right now, it's number six, right behind Chainlink, Ripple, Tether, Ethereum, and Bitcoin. So Polkadot is now higher on the top 10 than Bitcoin Cash.
There you go.
Yeah.
With what,
and it's been out for, like, a month. Less
what's
than a
the
month.
Offer? What do they have that's so special?
That's the thing. A lot of these things are so obtuse to me. Like, I'm not a programmer, okay? I could have been. Like, you know, if I'd gone in a different direction in my life. I took a programming class in high school, right? If I'd gone in a different direction, I could have gone that way, but I'm not. And so, like, some of the things that when you look at the feature lists
have
behind
you read the white
things,
paper? It's
no,
amazing.
I definitely haven't. I've tried looking at a white paper or two, and it's just my eyes gloss over, and it's too technical for my blood.
I actually did read the white paper on Bitcoin.
Yeah, I've heard it's a good one.
That might have been worth it at the time, right? But if like a new cryptocurrency gets launched every week, and you
got
to like
they all got a white paper.
They all got a white paper.
And that's the thing. I mean, every cryptocurrency that is worthy of the name is based on Bitcoin. So I mean, to have read the white paper on that is actually a substantial change.
I get what you're saying. The toll free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Now, whether you want to talk crypto or holes in throats, being kicked out of
bingo
establishments, bingo night in this case. Poor lady. Told she had to have a mask on her throat hole. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
We are down to the wire. 57 days left until you go to vote. President Trump to hold campaign rallies in North Carolina and Michigan this week. Now, if you believe in polls, the Real Clear Politics average of polls finds Joe Biden ahead of President Trump by less than 3 points in Michigan. Biden's campaign, apparently well aware of the numbers, announcing last week the former vice president will be traveling to Michigan, a key battleground state. He will be there Wednesday. While Democrats have won in Michigan before, in 2016, President Trump turning the state red. For the first time since 1988, President Trump will be focusing again on his economic message. The president's scheduled to visit Michigan Thursday. And you're listening to USA Radio News. This Labor Day weekend, colleges and universities across our country urging students to stay put on campus to cut down on the potential spread of the coronavirus. To the hospital now in Kenosha, Wisconsin, where the suspect shot by police speaking out. USA Radio's Chris Barnes on the story.
The domestic violence suspect who ended up being shot in the back by Kenosha, Wisconsin police officers 2 weeks ago has released a video from his hospital bed. Jacob Blake, who is paralyzed from the waist down, talks about pain that he's been feeling and also encourages other African Americans to change their lives for the better.
Please, I'm telling you, change our lives out there. We can stick together, make some money, make everything easier for our people out here, man, because there's so much time that has been wasted.
The one-minute video was released through Blake family lawyer Benjamin Crump. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live, you can bring up what you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. That's discord.lrn.fm. You can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners there on our Discord server. It is a good time, and it's there 24 hours a day. But during the show is when you can use the call-in line rooms to talk to us about whatever you want to discuss. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
Also want to say thanks to Bitcoin.com. Now, there's definitely some well-known Bitcoin or cryptocurrencies promoted over at Bitcoin.com. You got Bitcoin, the original one, BTC, and you got Bitcoin Cash as well. And they will give you a good introduction, an overview of cryptocurrency like Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. So just click the Get Started area. So if you're brand new to cryptocurrency, this is a good place to go to get the basics. You got to get the basics down before you can really take a look at some other currency, some other cryptocurrency. Like you said, Lee, you read the Bitcoin white paper. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to read any of these white papers, that's probably the most sensible one.
Well, I mean, it was such a fundamental change. I mean, they have solved a
To money, a fundamental change.
Well, yeah, to money, and I mean, this has been a philosophical problem that's been batted about for like 2,000 years at this point. It's called the general's problem of, like, how do you trust someone you can't trust?
Mm-hmm.
And this was actually an effective method of trusting someone
it
you can't trust.
Solves the problem.
Yeah. Right, so to actually, like, go through and, like, oh, that's how you do it. Because I like to get into the nitty-gritty if I'm going to actually, like, invest time, energy, and money in something.
And I've heard he's written that white paper in a way that, most people can kind of read
so
through
legible.
It. Yeah, that's
so
useful.
Legible.
Because some of these things, it's, like, super techie, super detailed, and it's like, I can't handle that. I'm not an engineer, you know, I'm not a programmer.
It did for cryptocurrency what Stephen Hawking did for astrophysics.
Wow. So let's go to your phone calls, because we had somebody call in and they promoted this coin I'd heard his voice before. So, like, he's a caller. He's not like somebody who just called for the first time. The dude sounded familiar. And he brought up this thing called Cloudcoin. And I had never heard of this before. A quick search for the coin doesn't show it on CoinGecko. I haven't checked CoinMarketCap. These are the websites that are two of the larger sites that kind of catalog thousands of the existing cryptocurrencies and, you know, what are their current market prices, where can you buy them, details on them.
Yeah, I did a quick search, and I wasn't sure if it was the same as apparently there's a moving cloud coin, and then there's just Cloud, which is another cryptocurrency.
Well,
apparently.
I think he gave the website, right? Cloudcoin.global.
Let's go to this other, because another caller on the line is calling about this, which I don't know that's unusual for two people to call in a row about the same obscure crypto. So
you might have been listening.
Maybe.
And then wants
Philip,
to comment
you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Yeah, thank you for taking my call.
Welcome.
I was just going to tell you, this morning I had heard on Coast to Coast they were interviewing the person who had developed the cloud coin.
I'll kind of
take that for what it's worth. But
maybe that's why I think the other guy who called was also calling from your area, so maybe he heard this.
Yeah, it could be. But it sounded like, to me anyway, and I'll be the first to admit, I know very little. Actually, I know nothing about cryptocurrency other than I know, you know, that there is such a thing. But if I can recall, the way he described his being different is just the privacy and the anonymity to it. He basically described it as, you know, if you have $2,000 cash in your pocket, you're the only person who needs to know that you have $2,000 cash in your pocket. If you have $2,000 in the bank, they're going to... You know, up to and including the government. His claim.
You're
going
to have to backtrack for a second. We lost you.
Yeah, we lost you, like, the last sentence or
if you have $2,000 in your pocket, you're the only one that should know. If you have $2,000 in the bank, where were you saying?
Right. Other people know that $2,000 is there.
The government. Yeah.
The government, right. But his claim is that his cryptocurrency has privacy of, basically, it's just like you have $2,000 in your cash or $2,000 cash in your pocket. You're the only one that knows about it. Nobody else does. That sounded to me like what the difference was in his cryptocurrency.
See, and again, there's been other privacy coins, though. That's not a novel claim.
No. So I am
curious how they solved the problem of, like, making sure that that you don't do something screwy.
Here's my concern. Just having listened to the little bit that we've heard about this so far, it sounds to me, I'm just going to guess here, it sounds like Cloudcoin, whoever they are, is buying sponsorships. It sounds like they bought an interview with Coast to Coast AM because, you know, it probably is more affordable on Coast to Coast. It's an overnight show. Buying an interview there is probably something that they can do. I'm just jumping to, you know, knowing the business, I'm just going to say they probably bought this interview.
If I were to pump and dump a crypto, this is how I would do it.
And here's the thing. I'm looking right now on their website, and whenever you're looking, whenever there's something like that sounds questionable or too good to be true or whatever, and I'm not saying this sounds too good to be true. It just sounds like just another crypto. But still, I'm super suspicious of just another crypto, and so I typed in Cloudcoin scam into an internet search. And so if you ever want to find out what people think is a scam and why they think it's a scam, you always just want to add the word scam to it when you search for it. And then you'll find all kinds of interesting things. And there is a website out here that, and I'm sorry, I don't have it in front of me right now, but that was saying that they believe this Cloudcoin thing is a total scam. And going on their website, the official Cloudcoin site, I don't see, like, source code here. So this looks to me, and again, I've only spent 10 minutes with this, right? But at a glance, I'm not seeing an obvious source code where you can download the actual code behind this project, which says to me it's a closed source, private company project that you just have to trust them that it's going to work.
That in itself doesn't mean that it's bad either. Right,
but it probably does, because one of the reasons why a cryptocurrency is a cryptocurrency is because it's open source.
Understood.
It's because it's auditable. It's something that anybody who's got the programming chops can sit down, look at the code, and then build from the code their own version of the software that can then, you know, interact with the network.
Understood.
And all that. This, from what I can tell, does not appear to have that, and that's a red flag.
Closed source software exists all over the place, right?
Sure, you shouldn't use it for money that that's like cryptocurrency. It's not like that.
Sure.
And one of the things that when you're dealing with cryptocurrency, it's a completely and fundamentally different kind of risk than anything else in the financial market. So, like, if you invest in a company or a bond or, you know, some kind of, you know, weird financial instrument, there is something you can do if you get completely hosed on the deal. But with cryptocurrency, it is really easy to just be a ship in the night and just gone.
Well, with that risk comes the big rewards, right? Because if Cloudcoin is not
it might be worth throwing $5 in there because it comes to dominate the privacy coin market.
And it goes over like 1,000% in a month. Well, then there's money.
But on the other hand, I mean, I look at it as like, well, I'm not the sort of guy that gets the newest cell phone. I'm not the sort of guy who's going to take the brand new designer drugs. I'm going to go ahead and let things get tested on a few people. I'm going to wait until it shakes out, and hey, it might be better. I'd rather not do the risk.
So, Philip, you heard the founder of this Cloudcoin being interviewed this morning on Coast to Coast, and he was talking about privacy aspects of this. And those aspects are within a numerous amount of cryptocurrencies out there. The privacy coins, for instance, like Monero, and there are a variety of others that have offered privacy for half of a decade, you know, for a long time. And then every other cryptocurrency also is permissionless, meaning that you don't have to ask anyone's permission to open up a wallet. You don't have to go and beg from, you know, sit down in front of a banker for an hour and sign a bunch of government forms or whatever and then hope that you'll be allowed into some sort of system. You just download a wallet. You don't have to ask anyone to do that. You don't have to tell them who you are. And then you can start receiving cryptocurrencies. So, I mean, I haven't heard the interview with this guy, but my initial response to this is beware. I would say do not give these people any of your money until...
Caveat. Emptor.
Yeah, until you've
Fire
done a
beware.
Tremendous level of due diligence and background on this, and bring some crypto people in who know a thing or two about crypto and ask them what they think. And I would say start with that rather than going any further. Philip, thanks for your call tonight, man. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. You can join us here. It's Free Talk Live.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we are talking all of a sudden, because it's open phones and anyone can call in about anything. Somebody called in earlier, and again, as I said before, he's a regular caller, so it wasn't like he was like some sort of plant, I don't think. I think he heard this interview that our next subsequent caller told us about this alleged cryptocurrency. I'm going to say it's not a cryptocurrency, called Cloudcoin, that we've just heard about it for the first time, all three of us in the studio. By the way, in the studio, it's Ian.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
Please, if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. This looks really questionable to me, given the limited amount of digging I've been able to do here so far. We're going to continue with more of your calls, but I do want to say thanks to Edwardian, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. Edwardian contributes $5 a month to the AMP program, and you can do that with Bitcoin, which is like a real cryptocurrency. We'll take that. But also PayPal and credit card, debit card. So if you want to sign up for the AMP program, it helps us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations, bring more people on board with the ideas of freedom and cryptocurrency. And we will explain more about these topics. We don't want to get too deep into the weeds of like the technology behind this stuff. So, you know, if any of us sounds like we're getting too techie, then we should stop the other and, you know, make sure we... It's always important to remember there's people tuning in who've never heard of any of this before. They don't even know what Bitcoin is, right? So you always have to remember who the audience is. And that's why I'm, like, super skeptical of this Cloudcoin, because apparently, according to one of our last callers, the founder of this thing went on Coast to Coast AM to talk about this. Now, either he was calling in because he was just a caller and happened to get on the air, or he was a scheduled guest. If he was a scheduled guest, I'm going to say it was a pay-for-play, you know, paid interview, because why would they have the founder of Cloudcoin on the air otherwise? It's unremarkable as far as what it is. It is not on any kind of Bitcoin exchange. That's another red flag.
Because it's the next best thing. You have to get it out there for people to realize that it's the next best thing.
You do have to get it out there. And maybe it's not a scam per se. Maybe the guy who programmed this really is a genius and he's come up with some sort of amazing system. He's got a little comparison page on the CloudCoin website that compares.
I have a general rule where if you are going to sell me a thing and I ask you what's in it and you won't tell me,
you won't show,
I usually don't buy it.
Well, I mean, usually, but that's like, not necessarily true.
Here's this delicious cupcake. Can you tell me what the ingredients are?
No.
Well, and again, when you're talking about software, there's a lot of closed source software out there where they won't give you that information
well,
either.
There is, but yes. The amount of trust that I have to give someone for closed source software is probably lower than the amount of trust for any like major investment. Like,
sure.
Okay, let's say your closed source software is terrible, just absolutely wretched. Like, okay, it might break my computer, and I've probably wasted the, like, $50 or whatever it costs to get your software.
Right.
Whereas with something like this, it's like, oh, you just stole $1,000 from me.
Understood. Or your life savings in some people's cases.
Understood.
Right?
I just want to be clear that just because it's not open source doesn't make it is not the factor that makes it a scam.
No, well, I didn't say
it was
a scam.
And most people aren't going to give me poison cupcakes either.
But the thing
I
is,
mean, like they don't publish an ingredients list for almost any liquor that you can buy.
Yeah, that's true.
Usually not a big problem.
Right.
Well, the thing is, we don't know. And one of the ideas, one of the sort of root concepts in cryptocurrency is you don't have to trust them because you can verify it. Because the code for Bitcoin was released publicly, and since then all these other cryptos, most of them have copied Bitcoin and changed a little bit here and there, but they all released their code publicly, the ones that are legitimate.
But even the Bitcoin code, how many users of Bitcoin have gone in, downloaded the source code, and like read through it?
Probably a small fraction of them.
Yeah.
But somebody has.
Sure.
You know, by now it's been poured over and changed and looked at and argued about ad infinitum.
Right? At the very least, probably the people that forked from it.
And from
certainly.
From an individual perspective, you are then putting a lot of your trust into the collective.
I'm trusting the geeks.
Sure, but I don't mind using Linux either.
Okay.
I trust the geeks in this
Fair
case.
Yeah.
And that's because I know some of them. Right? Like, we were just out at a social hangout, and there's a guy there who works on a cryptocurrency named Hush. His name is Duke. We've had him on the show on occasion. He is a Bitcoin programmer.
Okay.
He's one of the guys who has contributed code to Bitcoin. And I know Duke, and I know that he's a good guy. And I believe that there's enough good guy geeks out there who've looked over these programs to where I don't have to learn how to program and do it myself. I accept that.
This is kind of a reverse panopticon, where none of us are necessarily looking, but any of us could be looking. So it's very much the same principle that is used for oppression in the panopticon, only totally
reverse.
Turned on its head.
Yeah,
so that any one of us could look into it if we wanted to.
It could also be like a murder in the city, right, where theoretically anyone could call 911, but the victim bleeds out because nobody calls 911 because everybody thinks
someone else
is going to.
Well, if they got blood on your jacket, you'd probably yell about it.
Maybe. Well, there are stories where people die in New York City.
If their code is terrible, you're probably going to make a fuss because you lost something.
Well, if there's some sort of malicious or backdoor-related code hiding in the depths of the Bitcoin core software, then it's been a major failure on the part of all the programmers who've looked over that software between 2009 and now to not discover it. And a major act of on the part of whoever it is that put that code in there, the dastardly individual who managed to conceal it so well, they have had incredible resistance to actually using it, right? Like,
sure.
They've been waiting and waiting and waiting because, like, the longer they wait, maybe the more it'll be worth and the more they can steal from people or whatever. But it's preposterous to believe that could be the case at this point because the code has been reviewed by countless programmers over the last decade.
Fair.
Something like CloudCoin, so far I've yet to find any kind of access to their code. So that's another huge red flag. James calling from Missouri. Is this the same person who called earlier tonight?
Yes, sir. I heard the questions. And
James, normally we only have one call per night, but I'll go ahead and give you an exemption since you were the original caller about this. What did you want to add to it?
Thank you, sir. The website you should look at is cloudcoin.global.
Okay, you didn't add anything. You just told us that earlier in the hour.
And the author is also a published author, name of Sean Worthington.
Yeah, so anybody who wants to can go and look that up. James, thank you for the call tonight. Look, I don't know if Mr. Worthington is a scam artist. I'm not saying that, and I haven't said that this is a scam. What I am saying is it has some serious red flags. Number one, it's not an actual cryptocurrency because, well, first of all, they admit that on their first on their Cloudcoin compare page, they have, you know, a chart with Bitcoin in one column and then Cloudcoin in another column. And Bitcoin, they under the underlying technology section here, it says Bitcoin is cryptocurrency/blockchain. That is the underlying technology of Bitcoin. Here under Cloudcoin, it says cloudcurrency/RAIDA, all in capital letters, RAIDA.
Now, so they're creating their own technology.
They've created their own
supposedly
technology.
Supposedly better than Bitcoin cryptocurrency.
Yeah, and you go down the list here, and you know they're comparing and contrasting, and obviously they want you to believe that Cloudcoin is the superior technology. But how do we really know? If you can't audit the code, then you don't know anything about it. It could just be like the OneCoin scam was, where they never had any kind of wallet software. They just had, like, a website with a number that incremented. It's just a number just went up constantly. So you thought that you were getting more of this stuff. And
this is why people take risks, right? You go, how do we know? We don't know. Nobody knows. But if you like risk and you like big financial rewards, right, and this could be the next best thing, maybe you risk a little bit of coin to get in on the ground floor since it's only been around a month.
This has been around much longer. Oh, okay. This website was founded in 2016.
Okay. Wow.
This is a fun chart here at the Cloudcoin Compare.
Mm-hmm. Did you find
Bitcoin,
something interesting?
Theft can be stolen, whereas theirs is 100% safe.
I'm just going to go ahead and call BS on that one because, Bitcoin can be stolen, sure. If you let someone into your wallet, if you leave
That's
your...
That's not called stealing. If I hand you my wallet and say, take care of this for me, you haven't really stolen it from me.
Maybe you were
defrauding.
You're
just maybe not the best person to hand my wallet to.
There's some really questionable comparisons in here for sure. They... let's see here. Oh, Bitcoin, they claim, is a registered trademark of Mt. Gox.
Is that true?
I don't know if that's true.
That is not true.
I don't think that's true at all.
That is not true.
That may have been true. I mean, if Bitcoin was released early on, open source, and untethered to anything.
And the loss is recoverable on Cloudcoin, so they can just reverse your purchases if they feel like
that's
it.
That's no good. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. Just red flags all over this stuff. Buyer beware big time with this. We got more on the way. We'll talk about the lady with the hole in her throat. That's where we started. We'll come back to that coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries studies on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.